Recorded from the Oklahoma State University Stillwater campus, this is the Inside OSU podcast. Here are your hosts, Megan Robinson and First Cowboy Darren Shrum.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and welcome to the Inside OSU podcast. I'm Megan Robinson. This is my co-host, Darren Shrum. And Darren, this is a special episode for you because we're joined by your entire family.
We are. This is awesome. So shall I introduce them?
Please.
All right, let's start with the graduates. So we got Joseph Shrum on the end. We have Kendall Meyer. Always forget that. Kendall Shrum Meyer. She's also an OSU graduate. Her husband and son-in-law, Guthrie Meyer. He's an OSU grad. And our oldest, Colton Shrum, he is also an OSU grad. And then we have Miss Carson Shrum on the end. And we have Mr. Kason Shrum. And we have the lovely and beautiful Dr. Casey Shrum. And we have young Bill Clinton Shrum here on the end. And that's about it. It takes a while. I have to really think about what I'm talking about whenever I'm looking at them. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you all for having us for this episode, and it is the holiday season. Dr. Shrum, I'll start with you. All your kids are here. I know my mom loves it when all her kids are home. How is it to have everybody home for the holidays?
It is my favorite time of the year, just to be able to have them home and kind of do all the traditional things that we do and just spend time together. I mean, we don't really have to go do anything. Just having them all together and enjoying one another is the best part of Christmas for me.
How do you feel about having your kids home?
Well, I think it's awesome. So, because they're kind of spread out throughout the state now. And so, Colton's in the city, Joe's back in Tulsa, and three of the kids are here. And so, it's special to have them here, especially at least one day a week. We all try to get together at least on Sundays for the most part. But, yeah, it's just awesome. And I know that's what makes Casey happy more than anything, is to have the kids around. And she just loves it, I know.
Kids, what is your favorite holiday tradition that you've been doing since you were little?
Christmas Eve, we always go to a Chinese restaurant, and then we come home and we play Christmas games or any kind of games.
Is it the same restaurant every year?
Yes. It's in Muskogee, so it might be different this year, but.
Yeah. Well, do you remember why we started that?
We've been doing it for years,
though. Yeah, we've been doing it for a long time because all the restaurants were closed. And so we went to I guess it was Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And the restaurant that we found that was open was a Chinese buffet. And so we started eating there. And then the kids, every year, that's what they wanted to do. And that was from the time they were little. So now we still do that. We go back to the same one every year.
I love that.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And actually, when they get home, they actually have a contest. They do play some games, but the big contest is cookie decorating. Ooh. Right? Oh. And so that gets very heated and very competitive. You can never eat the cookie when they're done with them, but they sure look cool. So,
Why can't you eat them?
Well, because when they get through with them, it's amazing because they use all kind of different icing and different things like that. I mean, it's stacked heavy and just it wouldn't taste good because, you know, that icing is kind of thick and it's not really pleasant tasting, but. So I don't know. Kent Clinton gets pretty decorative with his.
You do? Yeah. Which one was your best one, Joe?
They all think they make the best ones.
Every year is yours the best.
Is it sugar cookies that you use?
Yes.
Okay, do you home make the sugar cookies or is you buy the...
We just buy.
We home make them. We cut them right off the roll.
Yeah.
That's cut them right off the roll and they go in the oven, yes. So they're homemade.
Kendall usually cooks it. Right? Kendall is the first one always making the cookies first. Mm-hmm. And they don't eat them. It's like before... For everybody that decorates them, but like, don't eat them.
Well, you have to cook so many of them so everyone has enough cookies to decorate. But it's like, okay, you have to wait for them to cool. And then by the time you've gotten like two batches cool, everybody's in there like trying to eat cookies. And I'm like, okay, do you want to eat them or do you want to decorate them?
Is this blind judging? I mean, Joseph, you seem very into this.
It's very serious because it really gets quiet. When they start, it's all fun and games. So they start and they're all like focused on what they're doing. And so they take it really serious, which is not serious, but they take it. I think they're all so competitive. That's what they like to do.
Do you plan out in advance? Like, do you guys have mock-ups of your cookie designs ready to go for this year?
No. I even just look it up before
Google
I start.
Google it. Yeah.
Also, so my mom, every year, she buys us all matching pajamas.
Oh, yes.
So she puts them in a bag, and we get home, and they're on the table, and we open them up, and then we start taking pictures for a long time.
We do Chinese buffet, go home, pictures, or pajamas, pictures, and then we cookie decorate in matching pajamas and play games. Last year we played Uno, and then we play a lot of like the quick minute to win it games, the timer games. It's always fun to see which game she comes up with.
Did we do the potato one? Or the one you got?
No. Okay. The relays, yeah.
Yes, relay potato.
We're actually missing one of our family members here. So Celeste, she gets to celebrate Christmas every year with us, and she stays with us in Coweta. And so Casey has bought these really cool stockings. They're really furry and big, and they look like bear claws is really what they look like. And then so everybody has their name, and they're stretched all the way across the fireplace at home. And so she probably won't tell me her age, but she's like mid-50s. And I think she has as much fun as anybody else. Can't wait to see what's in her stocking on Christmas morning. And so, but anyway, it's pretty funny because nobody really fixes their hair or anything like that. They just put these great pajamas on that we get new ones every year. And we all show up downstairs about 7 in the morning and
still?
Get started. Get, yeah, still.
We changed. Oh, yeah.
Everybody wears the same pajamas.
Everybody wears the same pajamas, yeah. They're not attractive at all.
You're never the matching pajama family. My mom and I bought the same pajamas at Nordstrom one year, and my brother made fun of me. He's like, hey, you're wearing the same as your mom, and you're an adult. I was like, leave me alone. Like, I love it.
I think the kids kind of look forward to it now. What do you guys think?
Yeah, the pajamas are recent, though. We haven't always done
Guthrie, have you done the pajamas yet?
Yeah.
Last year?
Last year was his first Christmas with us.
Yeah, Guthrie, what was that like, the first Christmas with the Shrum family?
So growing up, I was always an only child.
So very different.
It was just always me, my mom, and my dad on Christmas morning, so it was usually pretty quiet. And then we had Christmas at their house last year. And I can tell you one thing, it took a lot of getting used to having a bunch of people around. But once I got used to it, we had a lot of fun.
Colton, you're awfully quiet over there. So I'm gonna come to you first for this one, and everyone can chime in. What is the most memorable gift you've ever gotten for Christmas?
Oh gosh, I think the most fun gift, the one that you say that comes to the top of my head, would probably be, it was like a stocking stuffer. It was this like Nerf bow and arrow that my mom got me. It was like, I was in high school. Like
you're 20, in high school? Okay.
It was like 20,
I'm thinking like you're seven.
2012, 2013, and it was like this Nerf one, and you shot it and it whistled, and Carson loved it because she was always the target. And you could no. zing these things like 50, 60 yards. And I remember Carson was driving a golf cart, and we shot it across the yard, and it smoked her right in the back of the head. And, you know, it was a very good Christmas miracle to hit that shot. So, yeah, I think that's the most memorable gift, yeah.
That's a pretty good one. Kason, what about you?
I have two. The very first one was when I got my first iPhone. Yeah, I was very excited about that. And then my second one was, and I get a hoverboard.
Oh,
so
nice.
Which is like kind of, you know, back then it was just like, yeah, that was my first. Yeah, that's my two.
Didn't Clinton's hoverboard catch on fire?
No, what did? No, I did it?
It's the one that got really hot and caught on fire.
I still have it, yeah.
You still have it?
Yeah.
But nobody broke any bones with the hoverboard though, so that was pretty fun. So one of my favorites that they've gotten is, you know, like drones are real popular. Now you can buy like the little $30, $40 drones, right? And so we take them out in the front yard, and they get to use them one time because they just keep going.
They didn't know how to drive them, and they just went straight up.
One, I'm like, oh, my gosh. So there'll be like six of them, and they're all just headed north, and they never come back. I'm like, guys, you make sure that you can bring it back. You know, it's just starting a little area, but nope, they're gone. They're out. So it's kind of funny.
Now, there are 9, 10 of you with Celeste,
yes,
I guess.
Correct.
Do you do a Secret Santa within you guys? Do you buy for everybody? How does the gift exchanging work?
Yeah, so I usually give them, I give them a name. Everybody gets a name.
So you know who everyone has?
Yes. Okay. And they shop for each other. And then Darren and I usually get the kids each a gift. And so then they have to shop for each other. And we used to, when they were younger, we would all go eat, and then I'd take them to the mall, and they all like had their money, and they would go shop, and then we would meet back when they were done.
But we do have some cheaters here.
Yeah, these two cheat the most.
Joseph's looking away.
They take each other shopping instead of going by themselves, so they know what they get.
My mom used to do that for my grand, she would go, like my grandfather would give her money to buy gifts for everybody, including herself. So she would go to Talbot's and like buy sweaters and everything. And she'd be, oh my gosh, you did so good. It was like she picked it out for herself.
Yeah. Yeah. So this year, they don't get each other's names. Apparently, I didn't realize that they were getting each other's
names. Mostly just the boys.
The main reason is like Joseph is very picky, so like, I don't know what he likes. So I asked him like, "Hey, you want shoes?"
So Casey is very picky too, right? So Casey bought him a really nice pair of tennis shoes, and so he's googling on his phone because he wants to see. He wants to see how much they were.
You want to see if they were real. You want to see
if they were real, if they were legit. And I'm like, your mom wouldn't buy anything that's fake.
I know that. He just
does this like he just kind of turns around from everybody and he just sitting there. Everybody's having fun. Oh yeah, on his new iPhone, and I'm like, Kason, what are you doing? Nothing. And he's like, he's looking up the model number on his shoes to make sure they were registered.
Did he ask that last year, right? The Yeezys?
Yeah, it was the Yeezys because, like, they make it like, some people make a fake. But it looks like it really looks real. If you see the real one, the fake one, they look the same.
And you can't trust your fashion.
I do trust my mom. Like, I know what's real, but.
But he needed to verify. Like, trust but verify.
He just wanted to confirm. That's right. Just confirm.
You guys have your games. You have your Chinese food, all those traditions. Is there a meal that you eat on Christmas Day every year?
Actually, yes. We go up to your mom and dad's and my brother-in-law and sister-in-law's house. So we kind of live on the same property area. And so I think we pretty much have biscuits, gravy,
cinnamon rolls.
And
sliced oranges.
Because we get started about 10 or 7 in the morning in our house, 7:38. And then we all roll up there about 9 or 9:30. And so and it's Casey's family. And so just, you know, in-laws and a few cousins. And there's probably another 8 or 10 people up there, I guess. But so I usually help make the gravy, stuff like that. Casey's a gravy maker too, but the cinnamon rolls are always kind of the big hit of the show. So on Christmas morning, so we do that. That's been
sometimes
pretty consistent.
Them, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we do omelets.
Yeah, I would say we've done omelets. There's always pigs in a blanket. Nana always slices like oranges and grapes and has a fruit tray. So that's like
nobody ever
like...
eats that tray, but it's all good.
But we did the omelets were fun one year. Our like oldest cousin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so our oldest cousin took like orders and then made each, our oldest cousin Nathan, made everybody their own custom omelet. It was good. But cinnamon rolls, pigs in a blanket, fruit tray, those are like the staples every year. And then.
So last year for this breakfast, I wasn't invited. So I got COVID last year. And so this would be like our living room at home, right?
Right.
And so I got COVID, like, it was just mild cases. I really felt 100% fine, but I tested positive. And so Colton would always remind me when I walk out of the bedroom, right, to get back in the bedroom. So like last year, Christmas for me was like, and they would be opening their gifts on that wall over there. And so I'd have to sit over there by myself. And I got any closer, they'd be like, Dad. And so they would just, and I didn't get to go have breakfast. I didn't get to open gifts. It was a really sad Christmas for me. It was a really sad Christmas for me. They gave me no pajamas either.
Really?
It was really not a kind year for me.
Yes, so. You did.
I think you got pajamas.
You did. You did.
But I don't think I put them on. And so they just left
he
me out.
He couldn't be close enough to get in pictures, so he didn't put them on.
Photoshop him in after the fact.
He was just sent the previous year's pictures out instead. So.
We started doing, you mentioned cinnamon rolls, and I love a good cinnamon roll. And there's this place in Philly at a farmer's market, and it's called Barry's Buns. And they do like sticky buns and cinnamon rolls. And my dad and I, every Christmas Eve, we do our last minute shopping. And we go to, it's like for stocking stuffers for my mom. We go to Kitchen Capers and this little main, like similar to Main Street with all the shops. And then we stumbled upon Barry's Buns one year. So we also do, ugh, I love a good sticky bun. And that's our thing. It used to be pancakes,
awesome.
And now it's sticky buns.
Tastes awesome.
I like pancakes too. Mm-hmm.
I was trying to think what other gifts. So, I mean, a lot of times the kids always ask me right before we open gifts, Dad, what did we get Mom this year? What did we get Mom this year?
Right.
I'm like, well, here's what we got her, you know, so just you'll know what's in the box. And so, that's always been funny to me because, you know, I guess I did it with my mom and dad, I guess, you know, and so, but we just always try to help, you know, any holiday, whether it's our anniversary or whatever. And every once in a while the kids will come up with something creative, but for the most part, it's like, what did we get Mom for her birthday? And I'm like, well, here's what we got her, but it's all good. So
usually Kindle.
The kids usually get her something together, and then Dad gets her something, right? I get her something. So,
do you guys get your dad something together too, or just Mom?
That's a good question.
We get Dad stuff too.
Yeah.
My dad will put, my mom will put like from mom and dad on the right. presents and right. stuff. And then my dad will go and buy like one thing for me and it's like 2 Meg from dad. And she's like, why am I not getting credit for this too? Because yeah. she does all the shopping. So it's just so funny how I feel like my dad is kind of, oh, yep, this is from me.
I do remember 1 year. So we had this, he was a vet, right? Marine vet. And so he made these really cool knives, right? I mean, and on the internet, they were probably $600-700, right? And they were really big and they're decorative, but they're, you know, they're useful. And so I didn't know what I was getting it, right? And so Casey and I had gone out to dinner. I guess we'd all been gone to the
yes,
Chinese
we all
restaurant,
went
right?
to dinner.
And we get home and we used to have this dog. He was awesome. His name was a Deuce.
He was a part of the Pete's Pet Posse.
Yeah, he was yeah. one of the first dogs in Tulsa to be that, right? And he's older and he's just a great dog. And so we come home and I'm like, hey, Casey, I think I'm getting a knife for Christmas this year. So I had a custom sheath, right? A leather sheath reel. And he had gotten the package open and chewed all of
the
leather.
Leather.
And it was the craziest. It didn't cut. I'm like, he surely cut himself with the knife. The knife is laying right there and the sheath is just torn all to. He ate it.
He basically sniffed around, found the leather in the pile of presents, pulled it out, unwrapped it.
Gosh.
That was probably my most memorable gift.
And he never like chewed up anything either.
Yeah.
So it was really weird.
But he liked leather.
He liked my knife.
He did.
He did. So.
He did.
Glad they didn't end up worse for the dog.
I know. Yeah. I was more worried about him because he was older.
He was fine.
But he didn't cut himself or anything. I guess he was really careful. I'm not really sure, so.
Guthrie, I'll start with you for this one. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie that is a must watch every year?
Definitely A Christmas Story. That was one growing up that me and my dad watched together every Christmas morning. It was like clockwork. We knew when it was going to be on the next day. Like, we had it all planned out, and it was kind of one of those deals where, you know, we'd get up at like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning whenever it was playing, and we'd watch it from start to finish, and Mom would make breakfast in the kitchen while we were watching our movie. But, yeah, that's kind of where it all goes back to, where it all starts. So, I mean, that's just been something that we've watched for years. So
marathon. Every year. And now it's on two channels, so it starts on like 7 and 8. So there's always, like, every hour it restarts on the opposite channel. So I'm definitely. What about anyone else have a favorite Christmas movie?
Mine's probably Polar Express. I don't know what about it.
The animation is really cool.
Yeah, I think just the story of it's really cool. And now that they have, like, they've, like, recreated the actual, like, Polar Express experiences that you can go on. I don't know, but that movie, every year, it's just, like, at the end of it, when he gets the bell from Santa, it's like, how could you not feel the Christmas spirit watching that movie?
Everybody's getting, like, really sentimental with movies, but it's got to be Elf. Anything Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly, I'm in for it. I can probably recite the whole thing, but Elf is a top-tier Christmas movie for sure.
I think he's got a new one coming out, right? Isn't there a new Elf movie coming out?
Is there?
There's something. I saw it advertised. It's something to do around Christmas. I'm not exactly sure, but yeah. So, should be good. We don't really have a favorite, do we?
Dad always watches...
He NASCAR. Turns the
TV. No. he likes watching the old Christmas movies.
Well, I do have, I'm sorry. I do have three favorite movies. The Little Drummer Boy, right?
Okay.
And the original Burl Ives Rudolph the
Red Nose. Yes. So good.
And then what's the other one I always watch? And so they're actually saved on my DirecTV right now. And I said they're the same there year round, so
Frosty
I can watch
the Snowman.
Them. Frosty the Snowman, but all the original ones, right? Mm-hmm. The old, like, mm-hmm. little, they were not
the
really
old
cartoons.
Cartoon
and I don't even know if that's called. That's not called animation.
Claymation.
Mm-hmm. And those are really my favorite. And nobody watches them with me but me. Once again, I have to spend Christmas alone watching my three favorite movies. So, no, I'm just kidding. Really, we have a great time. But those movies are some of my favorites. So, I just love them. So,
that's also
wait.
Your favorite Christmas movie. I mean, song too.
It probably
Little
is.
Drummer
that's
Boy.
That's probably Little Drummer Boy. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Christmas songs. Is there like? I mean, my favorite Christmas album is NSYNC, "Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday." That is
okay.
A classic.
I'm not sure I'm familiar with that.
NSYNC holiday album? Girls, come on.
That's a little younger for me, I guess, right?
What? Is it on Apple Music?
It's NSYNC, so that's got to be. That's probably closer to Casey's age. Maybe. I'm not really sure.
I think.
Is that Mark Wahlberg? Is he NSYNC?
Justin Timberlake.
Oh my gosh. JT.
Oh,
right?
You're thinking New Kids on the Block.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. So.
But Mariah, All I Want for Christmas. Everyone knows that
yeah,
one.
She's yeah, she's awesome. She's great. I love music. So, yeah, she's. Yeah. She's got a great Christmas.
Vince Gill and Amy Grant. We went to a Vince Gill and Amy Grant. We did go Christmas to
over at the Ryman in Nashville. Casey and I did that
cool. 1 year.
A few years ago, and that was an awesome experience. And so, but yeah, Christmas really is just an awesome time. I mean, it's my favorite time of the year. It's Casey's favorite. If it was up to me, we'd just leave Christmas decorations up year round.
I was going to ask, when's an appropriate time to put this? I'm a day after Thanksgiving person. And I'm also a real tree person. I grew up with real trees. I do real trees. Right, and so you can't get it too early or it'll be dead by Christmas.
We did do a real Christmas tree 1 year and it made a mess everywhere.
Yeah.
And I don't think we did a real Christmas
tree. We've done
tree
it a few
that.
Times because we just built a new pond and we put fish in it. And so we sunk the Christmas tree, I think, 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
And so after you're done, you sink it, right? So the crappie will like set in it right into the water. And so that's why we did that like 2 years in a row. And then we went back, Carson, you're right, to just artificial trees. And so, and it's always a challenge because nobody wants to take it down. Yeah. And then once it's stripped and it's just a bare tree, nobody wants to carry it upstairs and put it back where it goes, right? And so it's
there's
a constant struggle where it's, there's
way.
Two people that get yelled and those two right there. And it's really funny because this year with Casey and us being here, it was probably like February, which nobody was there. But I think it was probably February. Well, the tree got stripped probably in February, right? But then Casey's like, why didn't you guys take the tree upstairs?
Well, so after Christmas, we wait till after Christmas and New Year's to take it down.
Yes. Yeah.
And last year we went to the Fiesta Bowl. So I took all the decorations off and the boys were still home. And I said, take the Christmas tree and put it up because it was all the decorations. So they were like, yes, we've got this, don't worry. And so I think it was like March.
And
Darren
a few
went
times
home.
We did go home last year, it was
Darren went
still
home
up.
And he said the Christmas tree is still up. And I said, oh, I don't, no, it's not. I don't think so.
Oh, I'm standing here looking at it. Yeah, it's still here. We actually had two. We have one in the living room and one in the dining room.
We used to have that too. My mom was like, I'm doing one. She's over the two trees.
But I like the Christmas lights, right? So I think we're getting Christmas lights outside this week, and that's really my favorite part. And so I like the white ones. And so, but you notice our Christmas tree here, and it's kind of got definitely a country, maybe a Western type theme, a cowboy theme, obviously. And so it's got a lot of OSU colors in it. And I was really excited. So that got put up last week. And so get you in the mood early for Christmas. And so, yeah, they did
it's
a great job.
It's definitely our biggest Christmas tree that we've had.
Is that 15 feet?
It probably, the biggest one we've ever had was 9 feet, right? And so that's not 9 feet.
Mm-hmm. That's big.
That's a big one.
That's a big
and
one.
I don't know how many pieces it is, because, and the greatest thing about that tree, didn't have to touch it. So it just came home and it appeared one day and it was just there. And so, because I don't have a ladder probably that tall to get to the top and hang anything on top of it, but yeah. But Kendall's the best Christmas tree decorator. And her mom's really good too, but usually Kendall would do it, right? And so we'd put the tree up and Kendall would, she's just really good at that
Kendall
kind of stuff.
Yeah, so typically, depends on how we're feeling. Sometimes it's like the tree in the living room and the dining room and the mantle and the staircase. Sometimes
I do
we leave
the
out the staircase.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes we leave out the staircase. But for sure, always the tree in the living room and the mantle, because you can't just hang stockings on the mantle fireplace without having some
decorations.
You know, decorations with it. So just depends on
does
how,
Nana usually
how
have
much
this?
We do.
Nana usually helps us, right?
Sometimes she does.
She comes
sometimes
in
she
yeah,
does.
With Kendall usually.
Do you have a theme? This is pretty themed tree, but like when you decorate, do you have a theme for your tree?
The tree is normally like silver, white.
Unfortunately, red.
Red, yeah. It's red.
Work on that.
I do like
it's
red.
Very Christmas
red. I do
color.
Like traditional
it's
colors.
Christmas.
I do like
it's
red
Christmas.
And green.
It's good.
Silver.
It's poinsettias and
yeah.
Yeah.
And now you can get orange poinsettias, which make it awesome. But
maybe we need to trade them out. Yeah, red for orange poinsettias.
I travel a lot, and I used to travel to a bunch of different universities, and I was like, I don't need something from all these places, but like, when am I going to come back to whatever school, like South Dakota State? And so I started collecting Christmas ornaments. So now I have like a bunch of different, I don't have any OU, don't worry. Right. But I have Oklahoma State, I have SDSU, Michigan State, LSU, Clemson, plus like all these places that I've traveled. So I
do you hang them up or you just kind
of
keep them?
I put them on my tree every year. That's awesome. I like pigs a lot too. So there's a lot of pig ornaments on my tree. But I was actually just at Target and they had a little passport ornament. So I got that and then you open it and it was Santa's passport.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is perfect for my travel treat.
Yeah. He won't be able to deliver gifts this year if you have his passport. So that's
he's going to have to come to my house because
he can take
it. The passport.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
Do you guys have any other, I mean, you talked about the cookies, the pajamas, but any unique traditions, anything that you guys do that you think is like specifically for you?
I don't know if it's necessarily unique, but there's, my dad talked on it previously about how competitive we are. And one of the games we always play after we wear the pajamas and decorate the cookies is we always play Uno. And it's the most intense game you've ever seen. I mean, nobody's there to have fun. We're just there to win.
I think I win every year.
And nothing says holiday cheer like a little competitive energy.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's mad at each other.
I wouldn't quite say mad, but, you know, everybody's really anxious. They're really, you know, ready to go. And so sometimes if somebody is really confident in their hands that they're being dealt, people might shuffle cards between hands back and forth.
They play a little dirty sometimes.
A little bit. Yeah. But it was Guthrie's first Christmas last year, and we were playing Uno, and we let him win the first round, and he was, oh, yeah, I got another good hand. And he didn't know what was happening, but he's like, oh, I got this. I got two cards left, and I think I lean over to Clinton. I'm like, hey, take this one. He's got a blue. Put that back down there. And so we won successfully. Guthrie lost, and I think I actually ended up winning. But then afterwards, we started laughing, and Guthrie was so defeated. He was like, you guys cheated? Yep, just to beat you, man. I'm so sorry. Welcome to the Shrum
family.
Welcome
to the family. That's right.
Yeah, I didn't know that they did that, and they kept saying, Mom, hold your cards closer. I'm like, what am I supposed to, I'm fine. What am I supposed to do? You know, like, I guess you got to keep your cards.
Because Kason was looking at your
yes.
cards.
Yes.
Mom is innocent.
There's a
Joe.
And Joe thinks he's sweet and
look,
all that. And sweet
look
nice,
at Joe in the corner.
Sweet little Joe's the worst.
Unassuming. And he's like, I will dominate the cookie
That's
decorating
right.
and cheat in Uno.
And the Uno game. And the Uno game.
Do you guys stack draw twos? Is that allowed?
Yes, you can stack draw twos, and they have fours. And now, if you buy an Uno pack, they come with a blank card. Oh, no. And we have created this
already.
Rule. If you get this card, you can swap hands with whatever other person who has a hand. Like, so if I have 20 cards and you have one, I put this down, I'm going to swap your hands with mine.
That's a great
rule.
You
just get 20 cards, and I have one. Yeah. That is really a contentious card to hold. So. A little scary, but you know, it's good. You set yourself up pretty well if you can pull it out.
And the weird thing about that card is it seems to circulate throughout the game more than one time. Somebody will end up grabbing it out of the discard pile and playing it more than once. If you're not paying attention, you will get yourself in trouble.
Never play poker with this family.
No.
That's what I'm gathering.
This is, you lose.
Yeah, this is what happens when you have large family. Yeah. Creative games.
We did have one more trip that we did. So Casey, for a couple of years, the kids were a little unhappy with the gifts they would get. So we would just give them cash.
Well,
right?
Part of that was they got to an age where it was hard to figure out what to buy for them. And then, you know, when you're buying for six kids, it's a lot of time shopping. And so we decided for a couple of years that we would do like our pajamas and all that. And then Christmas morning, they got money. And then we would road trip.
Back to the adventure van. We would load up and head south to San Antonio or someplace like that for 3 or 4 days. And we'd go to all those outlet malls down through there, you know?
Yeah.
And so we haven't done that in a while, though, so. No. But anyway.
We did that for a couple of years, and then they decided
that.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, we waited 4 hours on
I-35
because the avocado truck turned over.
An avocado truck turned over on the highway right in front of us.
So not to get us sidetracked, but anyway, yes, it was. I appreciate you guys having us on. Yeah. Thank you guys for all coming.
Anyways.
Thank you for all. When everybody's out of the adventure van, you know, wandering the highway, you know, I'm like, hey, listen. Everybody, let's round it back up.
Let's get some guacamole.
We were hungry. We didn't have any food. And it was like the worst place ever. There was no place to walk to. Mm-hmm. We were like in the middle of exits. They were like 20 miles apart.
Yes.
And we just happened to be so lucky. And we could see the truck because we were close to the crash But anyway, I think everybody lived, but there was definitely avocados. It was really slippery
everywhere.
When you went by there. But yeah, so, but anyway, yeah, I'm glad that we got to share some things today. So it's a lot of fun. It's kind of a little bit, it's because all the kids are older. Like, so Kaysen's the youngest, he's 20, and Colton's getting ready to be 26. And so it's a little bit, because it's so different, right, from children Christmas to, you know, semi-adult children Christmas. But yeah, it's just different fun, I guess. It definitely gets more adult. Right, for some of the, and I wish we could tell the one story about the special gift, but we won't do that today, so. But anyway, the boys all started that with each other, and so, but Casey's like, shaking your head, it's like, stop. And so we're gonna stop, and so, but anyway, thank you for having us again, and thank you guys, I love you guys, so.
Merry Christmas, I hope you guys have a great Christmas. I hope everybody watching and listening has a wonderful holiday and a happy new year, and we will see everybody back in Stillwater in 2023.
Should we do a 1, 2, 3, Merry Christmas?
Sure.
1, 2, 3.
Merry Christmas.